The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. When's the last time you actually looked inside your computer?
Oh, it's a laptop. I don't even know how to look inside of it.
Okay, when's the last time you looked inside a desktop computer?
10 years.
Okay, and what did you see?
You know, hard drive, fan.
Dust.
SD cards.
But a lot of dust.
Of course.
There's always dust.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even my current laptop is filthy. And I clean that, you know, because I keep it closed and I have it connected to three monitors.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It gets covered in dust. And then I clean it up and then literally 2 hours later, it is covered in dust.
Well, this guy on Reddit, he opened up his computer and what he found were fire ants. Could you imagine?
No.
It's like, what is going on?
Was he having computer troubles and that's why he opened it? Okay.
Yes. His GPU Max temp was like going like flashing, like what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. It turns out the fire ants, I didn't know this, is a little fun fact that you can like take with you. And you can, when you go out with Jennifer next, you can impress her. You can say, hey, honey.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about fire ants.
Let me tell you this computer fire. She's watching right now, so you ruined it. I don't have nothing to.
I like Jennifer. I was trying to give you something to work with.
Well, turn it off right now so I have something to talk about.
All right, here's the deal. When he looked inside, he saw all these fire ants.
Right.
And it turns out that the fire ants like to eat thermal paste and pads.
Interesting.
Yes.
I wonder why they're attracted to that.
I don't know.
I
have no idea. It says if you have fire ants inside your computer, you're supposed to wipe out the nest.
So you're giving me information, but not a wealth of information. I will not be able to handle any follow-ups after that statement.
You wouldn't have been able to handle any follow-ups anyway. Jennifer would have looked at you like, oh, because she does. She has those puppy dog eyes when she looks at him like, oh, he's so smart. Oh, he's so great.
Did you see that viral video where this guy called out an IT guy, like one of the mobile IT guys? And he's like, I don't know what's going on. I turn on my computer. And it works super fast. And then all of a sudden this morning, it doesn't work no matter what I do. And the guy opens up the computer and is full of beans.
Wait, I'm sorry. It's full of what?
Beans.
Beans?
Beans.
How do you get beans inside of a computer?
It was a prank video.
Oh, God.
But the IT guy, just the look on his face, he's like, there's beans in here. Why is there beans in here?
Where did the beans come from?
Look that one up. That's a good video. Makes me laugh just thinking about it.
Well, it just shows that you have to be persist.
Ant.
Oh, yes.
That was not a good one.
You know what? Sometimes I just crack myself up, though.
Not this time, but there are some times. You do it.
And on that happy note, it's Kim Commando today. It's our daily fun podcast about all things digital. I'm, of course, Kim Commando and Andrew Babinski. Andrew, what do you have coming up?
Is it okay to be rude to AI?
Are you asking me?
There is an expose to find out whether or not it's okay, it's harmful to be rude to AI.
It is harmful.
Okay, well, that segment's complete, so we'll find something else to talk about.
And we're not going to talk about your shoes, okay? Hey, listen, Kim Commando today, you can find us everywhere. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it. We just need to do two things. Number one is to share out this video just with one person. That's all.
How helpful is it if someone shares?
Tremendously helpful.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, there's all the algorithms inside go like, oh, wow.
A share?
Wow.
That must mean this is amazing.
Mind blown. Yes. So just one person.
That's it.
Just one.
Easy.
And if you're just joining us today and you missed yesterday's Kim Commando Today, amazing. It's just blowing up. And it's all about SWATs, my SWAT experience, which, you know, I'm going to tell you, my phone is blowing up from people I know. They're like, did this really happen to you?
Well, you put the videos What do they think? You're lying with all the videos? It was an incredible story. I actually, we talked about it on my local radio show here in the Valley. It's Beth and Friends on KEZ. You can listen on the iHeartRadio app. And we actually talked, and we had people calling in, and everybody was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to her. That it's crazy. Because the robberies are rampant around the city and the country right now.
Well, did you give a plug to the newsletter? Or
not the newsletter. I plugged the podcast, but I didn't do the newsletter. I apologize.
All right. Coming up, we have the story with you about Rude AI. I have an interesting piece of legislation that is trying to be passed in California. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. And then we're going to talk about it because it's all about controlling how fast you can go in your car.
Okay.
And how in California, they're really going to try to clamp down on that. And then we have some Gen Z terms that we didn't get to yesterday because we just totally ran out of time.
Yeah, you totally teased it the whole show. And then you're just like, no.
Nope, sorry.
Tomorrow.
We got to move on.
It is now tomorrow.
All right. So here are the top five things you need to know that's happening about tech now. Okay. So New York Magazine has a big-time financial journalist. Did you hear about this? Charlotte Cowles. And she is a New Yorker. You know what a New Yorker is. I'm a New Yorker.
Forget about it.
Exactly. Okay. We're smart. We're savvy. You know, you can't get anything past us because we have heard and seen it all.
People say New Yorkers are rude, but they're not. They just don't have time to be polite.
Don't have time.
They're just moving. Movers and shakers.
What do you say? I'm direct.
Yes, very direct.
Just the way it
is. But not, it's not an insult.
No.
It's just who you are.
Okay, so here's the deal. She has gone public with a story. Now, remember, she's a New Yorker, and she's a New York Magazine financial journalist.
Okay.
She got a phone call from somebody pretending to be an Amazon agent who said that, guess what, Patricia, your Amazon account is being charged thousands and thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges.
I got this call.
In this very moment.
Yeah, I've gotten these before.
Okay.
You just hang up.
Okay. She said, oh my gosh, what's going on?
She got fooled.
She denied the purchases and then they said, you know what, we're so glad that we talked to you because we think that you can help us. We think that you can help us. Would you have time to talk to the Federal Trade Commission right now?
And she goes, I got the same call.
Oh, of course I have time. I want to help. So she talks to the Federal Trade Commission agent, who's obviously not an agent.
No.
And they say, oh, you know what? You need to talk to somebody at the CIA. Can you hold on and we're going to transfer you right now? And so the person at the CIA said, if you transfer $50,000 into the scammer's bank account right now, we'll make sure that you get it back. But you will help us find the criminals.
Just don't tell me she did it.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Seriously?
She transferred $50,000.
I've gotten this same call and I wrote it out because I was curious to see where they were going with this. Like they're calling you up and saying that you have an Amazon purchase and you just say, no, that wasn't me. And they go, okay, great, thanks. And I'm like, this is not a scam. This is just some boring prank. It's so apparent through the entire process. They are not from the government. They are not anything official. I cannot believe she fell
for
this.
She fell for it. Americans lost $9 billion last year to this scam. All right, moving on to number two, we're going to go to the Department of Justice. There's a hush-hush operation.
Shh.
Don't tell anyone.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
By the name of Dying Ember.
Okay.
Bum, 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 bum.
They get so creative with the names of these things.
I know, but don't tell anybody.
No, I won't.
Okay. So there are different brands of routers, Netgear, Asus, you know, all kinds of ones out there. There's one called Ubiquiti.
Okay.
And Ubiquiti routers, they were not getting the updates. And guess what? The hackers came in and they started to do started spreading malware. Denial of service attacks. So the DOJ said, you know what? We can stop this.
How?
So they went down into the lines and into the routers and updated them automatically.
Why don't they do this for everything?
Thank you. Okay. But they did it. They figured it out. Well, you know, there's somebody who's going to say, hey, you know, that's my router. Right. I don't want anybody in there.
That's true. Do not tread on me or my router.
Okay, exactly. So here's the deal. Change the default passwords on your router. And if you have a router that you can't update, it's time to buy a new router.
Right.
Okay. And then moving on, number three, look, Elon, no hands, Neuralink. Remember the brain implant?
Yeah.
We talked about that? A brave person had the chip implanted and now can just use their thoughts to scroll and click a computer mouse.
I can't tell you how little I understand the technology that's behind how this is done.
Okay. He puts in a chip in your brain and then connects it to the different parts of your brain.
But how does brain talk to chip?
Through the little electrodes.
That is so crazy. Okay.
And then there's a box on the side. And so what's happening in here talks to the box on the side that talks to the
But the
other
fact
box.
That we can translate brainwaves through an iPhone is just the future. I mean, it literally is the future.
Okay. Just wait. So, you know, you're sitting there and you're talking to your spouse and inside you're thinking like, I just can't stand you. This is like,
And then the fax machine starts spitting out everything I'm thinking.
But, you know, but they could know. Wouldn't that be crazy?
Creepy.
Yes.
I saw one company's working on capturing your dreams. And I'm like, I don't want my dreams captured.
I have like the weirdest dreams.
Do you? Yeah. I don't remember my dreams.
I know. I had one this morning. I can't remember what it was, but I remember waking up like, ooh, that was bizarro.
But you don't remember what it was?
No, now I don't.
All right. If you recall, I'd love to hear it.
You have an Apple Watch? Yes, we both do.
I have one. It's not on me.
I'm wearing mine right now.
Oh, I didn't know you got that color.
Yes, exactly. It's flesh colored. It is. They had a little problem.
What happened?
In the newest iWatch, Series 9, they had something called the blood oxygen saturation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as it turns out, they kind of like borrowed the technology from somebody.
Who did they borrow it from? What generous person lent them the technology to put in those watches?
And the medical company has come back and said, no way, that's our tech. Okay. So then the whole feds get involved.
Right.
And then they say, you can't sell that watch anymore. Right. And then Apple's like, oh no, but we actually had the technology ourselves. So what's happening now is that they have like said, okay, we're not selling any more of the Series 9 with the, you know, any new watches that have this tech built in. So if you have a watch that has the tech built in that they borrowed from the company.
Borrowed.
And you're not using that watch, you could sell it online right now for big bucks.
I can't believe they can't disable it.
You think that they could.
They could definitely turn it off.
They could send some little update down.
And it was just zap gone.
That's it. And finally, this from the Wood is Good department. Japanese scientists are sending something called the LignoSat. The LignoSat. It's a wooden satellite into orbit. Okay, think about that.
I am.
Because, you know, every time we see a satellite, we see like, oh, like all the metal and all this great stuff.
It's going to be so much lighter.
It's made of magnolia, and it's as big as a coffee cup.
And that's the satellite?
Yes, and it's on a mission, they say, to minimize the particles produced when metal satellites burn upon reentry.
I wonder what percentage of capacity it has compared to, you know, like one of those huge satellites that you see.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's like a coffee cup.
It's that you know, and it is. It's like the size of a coffee cup. Which
no one's ever went, have you seen my satellite? I know I left it on this desk.
Gosh, you know, and I got it at Starbucks.
Yes. It was the pink one. Those are rare.
Starbucks.
Oh.
Got it at Starbucks.
I was too busy improvising to hear your hilarious jokes.
I just came up with that one.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about whether or not it's mean to talk to a chatbot.
Correct.
And then we have some Gen Z terms. Do you know what Gen Z are?
I don't know. I don't know what I get all the. I don't even know what generation I am. I get them all confused. It doesn't matter. I think I'm Gen X.
Are you Gen X?
I think so.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're Gen X. You're not Gen A.
No, too old for that.
Yeah.
But we can pretend. We can pretend I'm Gen A.
Yeah.
Gen A? Is that from Forrest Gump?
Exactly.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. It's your Daily Fun Podcast, where we just talk about all things digital. And we have a new domain, because some people are saying, like, I don't know how I can enter to win, because how do you spell Komando?
Oh, really?
Yes. And is it with a C?
No.
No. And
But don't you own the C one?
Oh, yeah, of course. But anyway, so if you want to go to Komando.com/ win.
Right.
But I woke up this morning and I said, you know what we need? We need a domain that I can just say on the air and then people will be like, oh, that's where I go. Because you say commando.com/win, too much.
Yeah.
So I actually woke up with this and I wasn't even thinking about this. It was like, I woke up and I was like, I am brilliant.
Well, don't you say that every morning when you wake up?
Sometimes I say, I'm beautiful.
I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, people like me.
Yes.
All right. What is the, what is it?
Win from Kim.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. So win from Kim.
That wasn't taken?
No.
It was available?
Yes.
It's not dot like CC or dot org/PBS.
Winfromkim.com.
Perfect.
I know. So I sent a note to Jeremy and I said, hey, listen. And he's like, hey, that really is, that's a good one. Winfromkim.com.
Is it active right now, this second?
It is.
Nice job. Is. Look at how fast and efficient you guys are.
We are.
Impressive.
All right. So talk to me about chatbots.
So there's an article that came out and basically asked the question, is it a bad thing to be rude to AI? And basically, the overwhelming idea is no, it's not. It's not human, but are there consequences? And they give the example, like you said, of talking to a chatbot.
Correct.
I immediately went to my Google Home speakers. I have 7 of them in my house.
Wow.
They're in almost every room. We use them to turn on lights, set alarms. It's become second nature. I've had them so long and used them so often. And I thought to myself, that's somewhat of artificial intelligence.
Kinda.
Yeah. Not ChatGPT, but kind of. But I'm rude to my Google Home speaker all the time.
Like what?
I don't ask my Google Home speaker to do things. I make commands. Hey, Google, play Kid Leroy. And it starts playing music. When it starts playing the music, I don't thank it. I don't say, thank you, Google, for playing that amazing song for me. I so appreciate
you. Have a great day.
But because it's an inanimate object.
Right.
And I'm of the opinion, like I was also thinking about, like, remember back in like the 80s or 70s, you had the rabbit ears on your TV and you couldn't get the game in. So first thing you do, you smack the side of the TV to get it to work. We weren't thinking of the television's feelings.
No.
It's an inanimate object. It is not human. It is not a person. I have no problem with someone who is in a loop on Southwest Airlines talking to their chatbot, just going off with a bunch of F words because they can't get their flight to Tacoma rebooked.
I did that today.
You yelled at AI?
At Siri.
Okay. Let me know.
Because I said, hey, Siri, call gate Westar.
Okay.
Because, you know, it opens the
gate.
Yeah,
that's how you get in here.
Okay. And then I got Western Loan and Lean Company. And I was like, no, Siri, open. So I'm driving down the street, you know, just because I want the gate to be open. Okay. And I did until finally I tried like 4 or 5 times and I was like, damn it.
Right. You cursed it out.
Yes.
There's going to be no negative
Here's
effects.
What I found.
Stop listening, Siri.
God, she's so annoying.
I just don't understand. I think we talk about this a lot and we argue about this. I don't understand. We are so gung-ho on humanizing artificial intelligence. Why do we want that? It does not make sense.
It's because it makes it more approachable.
But we've never humanized technology before. I swear to you, every single person watching has been sitting on their computer, it's froze, and they've slammed their mouse down on the desk.
Yes.
They're not worrying about their laptop's feelings.
Or they went to save something, and it's like, all of a sudden the computer dies, and you're like, oh.
Right.
Right.
Stupid computer. Why are we humanizing? Why are we worrying about the feelings of artificial intelligence? Why is it so different than any technology we've had?
Because it's more invasive. And so the whole idea the developers have come up, and I'm sure there's like focus group studies and psychological studies that people will be more receptive to it. It's like the olden days, long time ago, the first elevator. Okay. People were afraid to get inside the elevator.
Sure.
They wouldn't get in the elevator. And so what they had to do is put a person inside the elevator that would say, what floor are you going to? You know, lingerie number 4, whatever it may be.
Right.
And so then they're like, you know, this is costing us a lot of money. So we don't really want a person in every elevator. So how can we make people more accepting of the elevator? So they put in the big red button that says
emergency.
Emergency button.
Yeah.
Okay. Then all of a sudden everybody got on the elevators. Now there is a study out that says if you are using whatever AI flavor that you're using, ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, Perplexity, whatever it is, is that if you say things like, "Hi, I really need your help, and I want you to be a marketing pro, and write me some advertising copy for this plant that's on the table, and make it fun, make it great, and of course, give me a great call to action at the end. Thank you so much." Okay. If you say please and thank you, you're going to get a better result.
That's only because that's the way the AI was built.
Exactly.
But it's not a necessity. And it was human beings that made that decision.
Yeah, some geek of the week decided that this is going to be the way that it is. So
I just don't, I don't get it. I don't understand.
No, they have to humanize it to have it make it more accepting.
Really? Okay. Yes. I mean, you would know. You would know the psychology behind it. But I'm still going to yell at my TV. Okay. I'm still going to yell at Hulu when it won't get the game and it's the spinning wheel.
Well, you know what? When I got Western, when I said Open Gate Westar and I got Western Loan and Lien Company, like a, you know, like a pawn shop.
Right.
I kept trying like four or five times. I thought, how come I can go to ChatGPT and ask it for whatever I want to know?
Right.
And I just want to say, hey, Siri, call Gate Westar. Here she comes. Look, she doesn't even do it now. Okay. I
mean, well, you could change it in your phone. This is just like a thing. You could change it, the number, to something simpler, a word. So you could change it to Penny and just say, call Penny, and Penny will open the gate.
What if I have a friend Penny?
Don't have any friends named Penny. It's the only way to admit that still work.
Hey, listen, we forgot to tell people.
What?
That we'd love to have their comments.
Well, they know. It's a live stream podcast. That's why the chat is there.
Okay, but maybe somebody's new.
You're right. I need to be nicer.
Yes.
Less rude.
Okay, let's have a zen moment. Oh. Okay. So if you'd like to comment about how wonderful I am.
Oh, they're going to roll in. I can see it now. The servers are overheating.
We're the fire ants. They're all over.
But we have Maddie. She's monitoring all of the chat upstairs. And right before we end the show, we're going to read some of the comments and questions you guys leave. And we really appreciate it.
Yes, and I'd like you to comment on Andrew's shoes.
Where's the camera? There's nothing wrong with my shoes.
They're ugly.
They're so not ugly, and they are comfortable. I think I broke a hip. You have workman's comp here.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. We are so thrilled and happy that you're joining us. Now, if you are listening to the audio version of Kim Komando today as a pod, we love that. But you can also watch us do the whole podcast.
Right now, if you're just listening to the audio version, you cannot see how cool my bright red ruby slippers are that Kim, literally 4 days in a row, has told me how ugly they are.
They look like prison shoes.
Love them. We need to get them as a sponsor. These are the best shoes I've ever had. Hey Dudes. They're called Hey Dudes.
Okay. Well, I think they're Hey Ugly, but that's okay. It's all good. All right. So here's the next big experiment coming to us from California. An absolute requirement that every passenger vehicle, every car, every truck, every bus sold or operated in the state of California must have what's called a speed governor.
Okay.
Speed governor.
Makes sense to me.
These are smart devices, and then they use GPS tracking data and land-based cameras to verify your speed, your vehicle, your identity, and get ready for it. Automatically slow your car down as it approaches 10 miles per hour over the speed limit. It's called Senate Bill 961. Tech is here. And they want this to happen within 3 years.
So my immediate thought goes to seatbelts, right? You have to wear a seatbelt. It's against law. If you don't wear a seatbelt, you'll get ticketed. in the state of Arizona, it's become a first offense. It used to be just a secondary offense.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, if they pulled you over for speeding and then they saw that you didn't have a seatbelt, they could ticket you. Now they can just pull you over for the no seatbelt. How is this any different than that?
I mean, but it's automatically going to slow you down.
So I guess the difference is if you make the choice not to wear a seatbelt, you have to pay the penalty if caught. This, you don't get the choice or not. They're making the decision.
And they're going to, so they say they're going to verify your speed, your car, and your identity.
Well, yeah, you need to know who they're slowing down.
Exactly.
Now, are they going to penalize you for it if you get caught, or are they just going to slow you down and that doesn't matter?
They didn't say that. They said they're just going to slow you down.
What is your thoughts? Too intrusive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if they had a report, the stats that showed car accidents would drop by 80%, still too intrusive?
Yeah, because I don't want them tracking me and everywhere I go. I mean, where is that all that data going?
You don't think they're already tracking you? I mean, your phone company?
Well, yeah.
And your phone's in your pocket or your purse every single time you're in your car.
I don't even like going through Paradise Valley, Arizona because all the cactus cams.
Right. But if we said the bad, which is the control over you in your vehicle,
right,
could equal a good where we eliminate X amount of percent.
But where does it stop?
Well, that's we've been saying that for everything,
okay,
right?
Okay, that's where it starts. I mean, you could say the same thing about drunk drivers, mm-hmm. that they want to put a breathalyzer in every single car. So every time that you want to drive, you have to blow into this thing before you can start your car.
I'm torn on that because we as humans, even though we have the choice, we are not making the right choices. We are continuously getting into vehicles, obliterated, running red lights and killing people. We're doing this to ourselves.
But where does the responsibility stop with the person? I mean, we have to be smart enough to not get drunk. And but the bartender has to be smart enough to say, you know what, dude, you had enough, call an Uber.
You're just passing the buck of the responsibility because what we're saying is human beings aren't responsible enough to stop drinking. So we have to have someone else take on that responsibility.
Well, human
to
beings
get them.
Should be smart enough.
They should, not. But they're not.
I think the same thing like with drugs, you know, and everything.
Yeah,
that's
but
out
I
there.
Get heartbroken every time you turn on the news and it's a story of some 6-year-old girl that was killed because her and her mom were on her way home and they're killed by a drunk
driver.
Or
the 3-year-old that just died in a pool.
Yes. But okay. I also see the other side of it. I see where we don't want to have this big government control and some big supercomputer slowing me down when I'm trying to get to my dentist appointment on time. I get both sides. But we don't make good enough choice. The reason why we're getting to this point is because we don't take our responsibility when it comes to driving serious enough.
How many?
But you're one of 330 million. We need 329 million at least to catch up to where you're at. How many times are you sitting at a red light and you look over and there's some teenager on their phone?
Yeah, I can't stand it.
And I feel like an old man because I honk and say, put the phone down. But it's so unsafe. And I just think of that 16-year-old not paying attention.
For sure.
And hitting, T-boning someone because they're sitting there on their phone.
There's a guy in California recently got arrested. He would drive in the HOV lane, okay, which you're not supposed to do.
We're breaking the law right there.
Okay. But he got so tired of following people that were on their phones, text messaging or whatever it was, is that he bought an $800 cell phone jammer. So as he was driving through traffic, everybody lost their signal. Okay. So eventually they figured out who was doing this because people were complaining like they got to this section of the highway or whatever it was,
right,
and they just got off. And his justification was, you know what? They were not driving smart.
I don't think what was he doing wrong? He wasn't impeding traffic. He was just making people put away their phones.
But I guess it's a felony to block cell phone signals.
Right, fine. I see both sides of it. I see the pros and the cons of both sides. I understand anyone that says this is big government going too far. But they said the same thing in the 70s when they wanted to put seatbelts in every single car.
Yeah,
we said the same thing before.
It just reminds me that I used a picture in the newsletter recently of it's a car from the 1950s. And so you remember the 50s had, like, you know, they were big cars.
Yeah.
And so where you would place your child is in the back window. You'd put the kid right there. And it had like, and then it was like a feature of the car.
Oh, yeah. They used it as a selling point.
Yeah. So you'd put your kid there.
And comfortably put little one in the back so he can enjoy the ride.
Yes. Yeah. And that, you know, the vibrations of the car would put the baby to sleep. And then all the heat would keep the baby all nice and warm.
Until it shot through the windshield like a bullet.
Yeah, that didn't last very long.
The cars weren't traveling fast enough back then to be that much of a concern.
I think it would be.
But do you remember? I mean, sitting on the hump?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that I would, you know, that place you were talking about right there on the back
windshield? Yeah, you'd lay right there.
I would lay right there when I was a little kid.
Yes,
no problems. No one cared.
It was
kind of fun.
It's like, I'll be right, fine. I'll be good.
Getting some sun.
It's nice. I don't have to sit next to my smelly sisters.
Oh, she was smelly.
All right. We're going to talk about Gen Z talk, which is important because I want everybody who watches and listens to be hip and cool.
Ooh, hip and cool.
And groovy.
Wow, those are so current terms that I'm sure all the Gen... Are you giving us the Gen Z terms already with hip and cool and groovy?
It's all groovy.
This is going to be tubular.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. I like to remind people of that. You know why? Because this way they can tell somebody. You know what? I watched and listened to Kim Komando today.
And a reminder is needed. I literally referred to the show by its wrong name yesterday.
What'd you call it?
Kim Komando Show. On the show.
Okay, that was a different show. The Kim Komando Show.
Yeah, I know.
Is another show. And I have to tell you something. I am super excited, but I can't say what it is.
Okay.
But we have, because the contract's not signed.
That was a knock on wood.
Was that a wood? No, this is wood. Okay.
That's wood. Yeah. That's.
We have a major affiliate coming.
Another one.
Huge.
Now, have you made the other one you teased last week official yet?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that one's not official either.
No.
Is this the same one?
It might be.
Okay.
But I'm super excited, so I talked about it twice.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's actually two stations.
Okay, then I don't know if it's the same one or not.
But it's one market.
Does it start with a K or a W?
A W. So we're looking so excited about that. All right. So we were asking for comments. And Mary Jones, she said she's never commented before.
Never.
She says, you're both great to listen to and see. I feel like we're in your living room. Thanks for inviting us in. Isn't that lovely?
That's so we popped her comment cherry on Kim Komando today. That's awesome.
I know what to say. I apologize for that.
We can edit that out, right? This is live.
All right. Let's see. Jim Ian Oz says, did you guys hear that Amazon is shutting down Freevee, the streaming service, in April? It's not Freevee. It's Freevee.
Yes.
Okay. And they are shutting it down because of why?
Why?
Money.
No.
Yes.
They can't afford to have a free streaming service?
No.
Because it is only based on ad sales. When no one watches it, the ad sales are not very good.
It's $2.99 a month now.
Oh, okay.
Prime Video, but with ads.
Yeah, which is garbage. We talked about that while you were out, that they just threw that charge onto your Amazon Prime membership.
Let's see. Liz Dotson says, winwithkim.com works great.
Oh, perfect.
You. We like that.
It's already catching on.
Kevin O'Neill says he would not get a Neuralink implant.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't think I want to. I mean, I'm not even getting one of those Apple Vision Pros. I'm definitely not going as far as putting chips in my brain.
Listen, if this was something that helped you.
Yeah, if I was
100%
paralyzed from the neck down, I probably would have a totally different opinion.
Jim says he'd go into a transporter before I get a link. Chuck H., this is a good one. He says, a friend was involved in an accident several months ago, and he can't communicate except via attempts at lip movement. And he's also a quadriplegic at this time. The chip might make a real difference for him.
Absolutely.
100%.
No, I'm not against what Elon Musk is doing at all. I think it's amazing. Like I said earlier in the show, this is the future.
About Siri, Bradley Cornelius says, I use Siri as a stress release. I yell, "Hey Siri, release the Kraken."
It works. And Siri's still going to be there after you say that.
And finally, we have some great comments. Can you show your shoes just one more time?
Oh, come on.
Just not Where's the back. We're going to see the front. Right there, it is. Okay.
Hey, dude.
Michael Allen says, Ronald McDonald called and he wants his shoes back.
It's a good one, but it hurts. It hurts.
And Ted Grinder, he also said the same thing. He said, I know a clown who works at McDonald's who has those shoes.
I love these shoes. I got three more coming. They're all going to be new colors.
Ugly.
No, they're not ugly.
Except for Jennifer. I mean, nobody's going to really want to see you or go out with you.
I bought these way after. I was with her for already over a year before when I bought these.
Jennifer, we're depending upon you. To make him a real man
with
real
shoes. I love shoes. I've never had like a fashion point in my, and you could argue I still don't.
Yeah, but don't. I'm just saying. Like all of a sudden you think you're a fashion god with those shoes? All right, so Gen Z.
Yeah.
These are some words that are confusing, they say, the older generations. One is pookie.
Pookie?
Pookie.
I don't know the slang term. What's pookie?
You could be my pookie.
Is that a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
No, it's just a friend who you really love.
Are you serious?
You'd be my pookie.
Oh, we're definitely pookies, but I'm not going to refer to you as a pookie.
But you should. No cap.
No cap. That means no lying. Telling the truth.
No cap. I've never heard of this one. Delulu. Delulu.
Delusional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically. Okay. Basically being delusional. Yeeting, not to be confused with Yeezy.
Yeeting?
Yeeting.
I mean, Yeezy is Kanye West.
You're right.
I don't know what yeeting is.
Try it. Just take
a sentence?
Yes.
Everyone was attacking me for my new shoes, but they're all yeeting.
They should. To violently throw an object at you.
Oh, yeet. Okay, I get that one. That one makes sense.
Okay, simp. We know what
simp. Yeah, we know simp. Yes. Everyone knows simp if you listen to this podcast.
Yes.
We have Kim Komando simps everywhere.
We do.
They proved it. They put it on the message board.
Yes. And also when they leave reviews for podcasts. We love that when you leave a review for a podcast, because then we know like you're an insider.
It's an inside joke.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, you know, you guys are, you know, Kim Komando's a simp. I'm a simp for Kim Komando.
I simp for Komando.
That would be really amazing.
That could have been the new URL. Simp for Komando instead of win from Kim. What is the new one?
Win from Kim.
Win from Kim.
I don't know. See, then you would have had somebody like, oh, Gladys, what's she talking about? That simp. What's that? Yeah. Is that simple? It must be.
It's too cool.
Okay, finally, your last one. Based.
Based?
B-A-S-E-D.
I don't know based.
Try. Just try.
I was trying to find out some directions, but that idiot in there based me.
That's actually not bad.
I totally just guessed. What is it?
To be yourself and not really care about how others view you.
Okay. You're based.
So you're based about the shoes.
I'm very based about the shoes. And I'm also getting very angry about the shoes.
You're raising your voice at me.
I apologize. I mean, gotta recenter.
Getting a little excited about these shoes.
I hear your criticism about my shoes, Kim, and I'll take it into consideration when making my next footwear purchase.
Definitely not those.
Love these shoes.
All right. So if there's something that you want to hear more about, podcasts@commando.com. Once again, that's podcasts@commando.com. And we love that you're joining us every single day. We love that you're sharing it out. Super excited that the numbers are getting up. Yes.
They're almost in high school.
Not quite.
Okay. So second grade, maybe?
I think you're pushing it.
All right, preschool. We have preschool numbers.
But these are really good. I mean, but it's a trend. So they're going up. And so don't forget, you want to do a couple of things. Winfromkim.com to win that $1,000 laptop. Getkim.com means that you can get the newsletters. Hateandrewsshoes.com is...
I'm buying that before you can.
Where we're going to take the poll. We should have a poll.
We should.
Yes.
These are great shoes. And you're not factoring in the comfort. Maybe you would set aside how ugly you think you are if you got to wear a pair.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd rather wear monoblonics that are 3-inch heels. I mean, do you remember the Christmas party? I had on that lovely red dress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you see the shoes?
No.
Fabulous shoes.
But
they were black and they had like all crystals around them. Okay. They weren't comfortable.
Yeah, why do you do that? I don't understand why women do that.
But they looked hot.
I'm the opposite. Okay. They're so comfortable, but they kind of look like they were sewn together by a middle schooler.
You better hang on to Jennifer. That's all I'm saying. We'll see you tomorrow.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.